You're amazing. Thank you for the work you've done. Thank you for going on behalf of the church and sharing the love of God with others. It's so good. It's so good. Church, there is nothing like mission. Do you know that? In mission, you discover the great nearness of God to you. In mission, you rely on Him and you see Him at work within you in such a way that you've never seen before. You will see miracles, you will see actions, you will see dependence, you will see relationships growing, and you will see the body becoming a body. I've been involved in missions regularly for the last for the last 14 years, taking teams to different places. And in each and every one of these missions, it's been so exciting. Been to Poland, been to Albania, been to Israel, been to Wales, and been in England in different missions every year. And I encourage you, next time you hear about a mission to go on, sign up and go. Join a team. Kevin is crazy. He'll take anybody. The leader of the Macedonia team. I mean, you look at his friends and you'll know what he's like. Isn't that true, Jono? So, he's a great guy. And he loves people. And Jimmy also loves people too. But you see, that's the whole thing. It is about the great love that the Father has for us. That we should be known as the children of God. And I love the next verse there, the next sentence. It's a short phrase. The really most accurate translation for it is, for that's who we are. How great is the love that the Father has for us, that we should be called children of God, for that's who we are. Do you know how loved you are? Has that sunk in? Do you allow it to be the motivation for the whole of your life? Because if you don't, I think there is something wrong. It is far above any love that a parent has for a child. It's far above any husband has for his wife and wife has for her husband. It's far above any love that a parent has for his child. It's far above any partner, any boyfriend, any girlfriend has for their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their partner. It's far above any of that. Because that love, when it captivates your heart, you truly are on the journey and the route of becoming all that you are designed to be. And those of us who have tasted and seen the goodness of God, the love of God, when we begin to walk away from it, when we begin to let it win in our lives, we begin to recognize that life is not functioning the way it should function. And what we begin to rely on, we begin to rely on escape routes in different directions, knowing that it's not satisfying. So we look for a higher kick and for a higher experience all the time, and our life actually stampedes or go on an avalanche trying to find something that is going to satisfy that original love that we once experienced and have known from God the Father, from Jesus himself, who loved us so much that he gave his life up for us. No alternative type of love will come anywhere near the satisfaction that his love brings. And that's what motivates us to go to Macedonia, to Llantwit Major, to Poland, to Albania, to Lattiston, to Laon, to Swindon. Are you with me? To Aberystwyth, on our towns, in our streets. It is amazing, because when you're captivated, you're different. And you'll reach out. But there is an amazing thing that we need to know. Somehow the love that he has for us need to connect with the language that we understand about love. And the Holy Spirit comes and does that for us. For the Holy Spirit comes to show us how loved we are. I wonder how well you know the Holy Spirit. You see, yes, please. So you see, the Holy Spirit coming into your life. You see the Holy Spirit filling you with power and might. You see the Holy Spirit doing stuff in your life and giving you gifts and giving you different things. The Holy Spirit like a flame of fire resting on your head. The Holy Spirit like a great wind coming and releasing power in your life to help you to become all that you are. The Holy Spirit who encourages you in every way, and we can be satisfied only with that. We can be satisfied only with the side expression, feeling, and experience of the Holy Spirit. A lot of people have done that, but the Holy Spirit comes to seal the love of God in our hearts because He's the seal of the love of God for us. That's why I love the Holy Spirit so much, because every time the Holy Spirit comes, He shows me how loved I am. You see, He knows the love of the Father. You remember John 3:16? How many of you know that one by heart? For God so loved the Lord, the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that not one should perish, but all have eternal life. He knows the love of the Father for the world. And He knows that Jesus knew that and was captivated by that and gave His life for that, so He could actually show that love for the world. And then the Holy Spirit comes and He says, I'm going to prove the love of the Father and the love of Jesus for you now and for eternity. You are sealed. You are stamped. You are the Father's, belonging to Him, because that's what you were designed to be. The Holy Spirit comes and tells us you are loved. The Holy Spirit comes and tells us, each one of us, you're a son of the Father. Can you, men, can you say with me, I am a son of the Father? Can you say, I am a son of the Father? Daughters, can you say, Lindy, will you come up here and say it? Rather, I'm not going to say I'm a daughter of the Father, even though that will be all right, but Lindy will say that with you. So can you encourage him to say that with you?
So say with me, ladies, I am a daughter of the Father.
And together, let's say, we are the children of God.
We are the children of God.
And the Holy Spirit proves that in us. Every day, every moment you connect with the Holy Spirit, you will experience that. I promise you that. Just go and connect with the Spirit. I had one of my students in Lampeter, and I'm going to just tell the story just as one of the other students in Lampeter just walked in. One of the students in Lampeter began to hear us talking about the great love of God the Father for each of us. And she could not comprehend it. She came to me one day really upset, really angry. We used to have two lounges in our house in Lampeter. One that we kept for visitors. Because if we allowed them to come into a section of the house where people see how we live, they'll be disappointed greatly. The pink room was for visitors. The blue room was at the back for us. And the blue room was so bad that there was a hole in the corner that went down to the coal cellar and you could fall into it. That's how bad it is. And for a long time, to protect the children from falling into it, we just put a settee in front of it as though that will stop them. She came to see me and we sat in the pink room, and I still remember it till this very day. And we're talking, and she said to me, you keep telling me about this Father. I want to know Him, but I don't know how to know Him. I said, have you asked? She said, yes. I said, have you asked for the Spirit? She said, yes. Have you asked for Jesus to fill your life? She said, yes. I don't know why it's not happening. So I said to her, is there any blockage in your life? We began to probe into blockages, and we discovered that she is so caught up with tarot cards that she does not leave the house without reading her tarot card for that day. So I said to her, hey, young lady, that's a problem. You see, if you want the Father's love and the Holy Spirit dwelling in you alongside that stuff, you're going to be in stress and tension every day of your life. One has to give way. He loves you too much to allow that to happen. I said to her, I'm going to make you a deal. You know, this is risky stuff, right? I said, I'm going to make you a deal. And she said, what's that deal, Mona? I said, the deal is this. You give me the tarot card, and we pray that you will know the love of the Father. And you let me keep the tarot cards, and if nothing happens, you can come and ask for the tarot cards back. I'll keep them for you, I will not destroy them. She said, yeah, let's go for that. She did accept it. We prayed, and as we prayed, the Spirit just fell on her because she made that decision. Lord, I repent of this. I give this up to you. I want to know the fatherhood of God. And as soon as she did that, she began to weep. She began to sense God's presence. But she's so wise. She says, oh, this is just emotionalism because you're praying with me. I said, that's fine. Let's try it for a while. Is that all right? I'll keep these cards. And then we'll try it for a while. 2 months later, she comes to me. And she says, you know those tarot cards? My heart sank. I thought she wanted them back. I said, yeah, they're still here in my filing cabinet. She says, you can take them out and burn them. I don't need them anymore. I know the love of the Father, and I experience him every day of my life. You see, he wants to pour his love into us, but sometimes his love into us, along other stuff that we have created and placed so much value over, will create further tension and stress in us, that his love will almost be a torment rather than a release. And so we need to make a decision. Lord, we choose you above anything else. There is a difference between knowing that someone loves you and to know that you're the beloved. Do you know that? Just to hear that someone loves you doesn't go in. You need to know that you're beloved, that you're loved to the core of your being. And for that, you also need to respond to the love that is coming your way. This morning, I illustrated the coming of the Holy Spirit with a teapot, pouring water over a teapot that had a cover on it and nothing goes in. It's the same thing with the love of the Father. If I'm shutting my heart because my heart is filled with so many other things that are getting in the way, as far and as much as the Father is pouring his love into me, I'm not going to sense his nearness and know his fullness. So this is what I'm calling you to. Do you want to know how loved you are by Jesus? Because he loves you. 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 I could repeat that all day and not get fed up of it. In fact, I often repeat that to myself. You know, Monis, God loves you. Monis, God loves you. I start my day with misery, and the more I tell myself that God loves me, the stronger I get throughout that day. Such an antidote for the attacks of life on you. But do you know what to do in order to really know, experience, and acknowledge that love? The things that you know are a blockage to him, say, Lord, I'm going to chuck them aside. They're no comparison of the things that you bring me. And for each of us, it's different. And all of them are about the same level. If people try to tell you there are certain sins greater than others, tell them you're a liar. Ooh, that's hard. Ooh, very hard. Because the scripture says this, once you break one commandment, you broke it all. Do you know that? They're all the same before the eyes of God. It's just because we live here on earth, we think that they're all exactly the same, right? Different. You see, in our lives, there are the impact of those, some sins are higher than others. For example, you're going to not like this at all. You're not going to like this at all. Bitterness, gossip, and maligning is actually, I believe, greater than lying. Because that rips up the body apart. His body, your spirit, and other sins too. But because we're on earth, we have graded them and we see them higher than each other. But if you're looking at it from above, from a great height. Yeah? They really are about the same. They're all really bad. But in God's eyes, they're all really simple to deal with. So do you want to know the great love that God has for you? Ask him to show you, Lord, what is it in my life that is blocking me recognizing your love for me? And then make a choice. I will surrender it so I can know you and the fullness of your love. And then go into the world. Don't keep it for yourself. Tell others. Like, God loves you too. God loves me. And by the way, I'm not asking any of you to become a missionary. Is that right? So breathe a sigh of relief. This is not a call for missionaries. Some of you might be called for that, but this is not what this sermon is about. I'm asking you, once you recognize how loved you are, to go out on mission trips and tell others that they're loved too. That they are loved too. That they are loved too. Oh, Jesus loves us. There is a song, Oh, How He Loves Us. Do you know it? Are we singing it tonight? No. We are? No. Lineke, can you speak to him about this? Oh, he loves us. How he loves us. How he loves us. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for the great love that the Father has for us, for he showed us that through you. We know the depth of that love through your death on the cross for us. And Father, thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit to seal us in that love, to keep us in that love. So Jesus, I pray for each one of us who is hungry to know that love, to cry out to you, reveal what is being a blockage to receive that love from you. And open our hearts, Lord, so that we can receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Will you please stand for the peace?